He said, go out to the backyard, get some mud and mess up the vase, get some doggy doo and really, you know, mess it up well and make it a stinking, dirty vase, you know. And look at it and say, this is what I've done to myself. God made me beautiful and perfect and valuable and meaningful, and I have messed myself up. Then she said, go to the bathroom and wash the goblet up. Put some disinfectant, clean it out inside and out, absolutely purified. Then look at it and say, this is what I am now through the blood of Jesus Christ. I am forgiven, I am cleansed, I am pure again, I am beautiful again, I am useful again. And then she said, go and fill the goblet with water and drink it up. And say, once again, God is going to use me, because once again I am clean and useful in the hands of God. And you know, when I told that to Andrew, Andrew said, Dad, tell it all over the world. That's exactly how I feel. That I was so dirty, I was so nasty, I was so filthy. If Mom ever found out, she wouldn't want me in the house. But he said, I'm clean, and I believe the Lord's going to use me again. And you know, if you're here tonight, and you've drifted away from God, and you feel, I'm so polluted, there's no hope for me, don't ever say that. Because the Bible clearly says, how much more shall the blood of Christ cleanse your conscience from evil works, so you can serve the living and true God. God is a good God. And God made us for His glory. Yes, we've messed it up. Yes, we've become polluted. Yes, we failed Him. But thank God for the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen? The cross of Jesus Christ is where we are cleansed and forgiven and purified. And you know, C.H. Dodd, an old English theologian way before anyone of us was alive, he was talking about 1 John chapter 1 and chapter 2. And you know where it says, the blood of Christ purifies us from all sin? C.H. Dodd said that in the Greek, that word could actually be translated, the blood of Christ disinfects us from all sin. Isn't that great? Have you ever seen that, Richard? I've never seen it before. The blood of Christ disinfects us from all sin. Thank God for that. Because every one of us is infected, and we know it, and we feel it. But when you open your heart to Christ, just like Paul and Fiona did, just like my son Andrew did, just like Eddie, the fellow in Texas did, we are purified and we are cleansed, and we can be used by God again. So if you drifted away from the Lord, come back to Him tonight. Let Him take you over again. Let Him wash you once again. Let Him disinfect you once again. And let Him use you as a goblet for the glory of God, where other people can drink the water of life again, where other people can find God through your life. Don't ever give up. Don't ever say, I've gone too far. You are never too far to come back to the Lord. And then lastly, God calls you tonight. And He calls you by name. He knows your name. He knows the color of your eyes. He knows where you were born. He knows your story. And He loves you just as you are. But He loves you too much to let you be just as you are. He wants to pick you up, change you, make you into a new person, and use you for the glory of His name. And I like the verse that we read in John chapter 10, where He says, He calls His own by name. He calls His own by name. And tonight, whatever your name may be, it may be Sir this or Sir that, or Lady this or Lady that, or it may be just plain John and just plain Mary. It doesn't really matter. He knows you by name, and He calls you to Himself as a person, as an individual. Your name is written in the palm of His hand, the Bible says. He knows you by name. And He says to you tonight, you're not here by accident. I'm calling you. I want you. Come back to me, and the blood of Christ will cleanse all guilt, will remove all fear, will disinfect you so that the Lord can use you again. So tonight, you have an opportunity to make that decision. One day when we were here in 1984, I went to the Ministry of Defense, and they had me speak at the chapel over there. One of the lieutenant colonels of the British Army was a Christian, set it up. And there was about 400 people filling chapel there at the Ministry of Defense, close to the what is the place called? Anyway, where the Queen is, you know. And I forget. I get confused between the Abbey and all the rest of it. Anyway, what is it? Westminster something?
Yeah.
Westminster something. Anyway, we were there. And, you know, I gave a message, and there was a lot of royalty from Europe and ex-kings and all this and that. And the lieutenant colonel said to me, "Now, Luis, try and keep your hands down. Don't get too emotional, because these are very proper people, and they're not used to all this emotional stuff, you know?" So I tried my best, and I couldn't control myself too well. But at the end, I gave an invitation. I'm going to give an invitation right here in a second. And I led everybody in prayer, and I quoted the verse from the Lord Jesus in Revelation 3:20. "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me." And so when I finished, I led in prayer. We were not allowed to get people to stand or come forward because they're too proper for that. So we just finished in prayer. But to my surprise, the lieutenant colonel came up and he said to this crowd of very important people, he said, "Now I'm sure that some of us have never heard a presentation quite like this. But," he said, "you know, some of us have had the same experience that Mr. Palau has been talking about. We've opened the door of our hearts. We've been forgiven by God. We have eternal life." And then he said something surprising for Britain, I thought. He said, "In fact, there's General so-and-so." And he was the top general in those days in your armed forces. "And General so-and-so," I forget his name, which is just as good. Anyway, "General so-and-so has had that experience." And to everybody's surprise, it was not in the program, the general popped up. And he said, "You're absolutely right, Lieutenant Colonel. I actually did." He said, "I was flying from Athens to Heathrow in first class. And I was reading John Stott's book, Basic Christianity. And," he said, "when I got to chapter 10, it says that you're supposed to unlatch the door of your heart and let him come into your life." So he said, 20 minutes out of Heathrow, in first class, I bowed my head, I opened the door, and Jesus Christ came into my life. And you can imagine, this was not a Pentecostal church, this was the chapel. And all the people looking at the general. And then he says, "And you know what?" He said, in British terms, but he said, "When I landed at Heathrow, as soon as we got in the car, I told my wife what had happened." And she said, "Well, how do you do it?" And so when we got home, he said, "My wife, we got on our knees by our bed, we put our arms around each other, and my wife prayed the prayer and opened her heart to Jesus Christ. Isn't that right?" And there was the missus, you know? And she popped up, you know? Yeah, this was amazing. And she got up and she turned around. They were kind of up front. Turned around and said to the whole congregation, "My husband's absolutely right. We got on our knees. And ever since that day, I've had eternal life." So it was a grand time. And I thought to myself, you know, if the top military man in the UK found necessary to open his heart to Christ, if his wife and he get on their knees and she opens her heart to Jesus Christ, if my son Andrew had to make the same decision, wonderful father that he had, but he had to make his own decision, you know. It isn't just because he's got a great mother and a wonderful father. That's not good enough. Andrew had to make his own decision. And it took him till he was 27 years old, in spite of knowing it so well, but in Jamaica a year ago, February, Andrew gave his life to Jesus Christ. And what about you? If you're here tonight and you've never had the experience, you've never really had the assurance of eternal life, you're still searching, as Paul and Fiona said, still searching, still searching, search no more. Right here, right now, you can open your heart to Christ and say, "Lord Jesus, I open the door, come into my life." And Christ said, "I will come into you and eat with you and you with me." You say, "How shall I do it?" The best way I can help you is to lead you in a prayer. And so I'd like to invite you all to stand, shall we? Let's stand in prayer before God. I'd like us to do it this way tonight. Since it's the only night I'm visiting for a while, I'd like to lead you all in prayer together to the living God. All of us are known by God because we were created by Him. So let's pray to Him tonight. All of us are loved by God, and He showed His love by dying on a cross in the person of Christ for us, paying the debt. And all of us are called by God. God wants you. He calls you. But you and I have to respond. And this is the point where I'd like to help you make that response. If you've never had the experience of opening your heart to the Son of God, then join us in this prayer. And if you were brought up in the things of Christ, but you drifted away for whatever cause, why don't you join us in this prayer tonight and come back to the Lord and let Him cleanse your memories. Let Him forgive you. Let Him help you start over again, like my son Andrew began over again a year ago, February. And you'll never forget this Sunday night, this day in July of 94. It could be the most historical moment in years for you. If God has spoken to you, you've sensed His call, you've been waiting for an opportunity to meet Him in person, right now, join us in this prayer. And let's all pray together, shall we, out loud, in unison. I will lead you phrase by phrase. And let's pray to the living God who loves us and calls us by name. Let's all pray together, shall we? Let me lead you. Oh God, our Father, You made me just as I am. Thank You, O God, for speaking to me. Thank You for Your love for me. The death of Jesus Christ. The debt that He paid for me. Thank You that He's alive today. That He rose from the dead, that He has mighty power. Lord Jesus, tonight, I confess with my lips, Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart, God raised You from the dead, and I am saved. Thank You, Heavenly Father. One day I shall see You face to face. My eyes shall see the King in His beauty. I long to see You, Lord Jesus. And while I stay on earth, use me, O God, as a pure goblet to give the water of life. Thank You, Father. I'm Yours forever. Because Christ lives in my heart. In His name I praise You. Amen. Amen. Now, the pastor of the church will give us some instructions. Some of you, tonight for the first time, open your heart to Jesus Christ. You're going to have to write it down in a Bible or a book because it's the most marvelous day of your life. It'll change the direction of your life forever. As it did Paul and Fiona that night at QPR. Who would have thought in a football field? But their life was blessed over the last 10 years. Some of you who drifted away tonight, you said, oh Lord, I'm coming home. Like Andrew, Lord, I want to come back to You. If you did, it'd be good to seal that decision, having a little time of prayer with another believer. So the Reverend Richard Buse will tell us exactly how to do that, so that each one of you can have a chance to pray with someone and to be sure that you go home with the assurance of eternal life with Jesus Christ.